go out to a restaurant or anything like that, he'll say, well, I'll take apple cobbler, you know, but it's not like homemade.
What would you call the sweet liquid that you pour over a pudding?
Syrup.
What about food taken between regular meals? What would you call it?
I'd call that a snack.
If you were going to tell me about breakfast that you had it this morning at 7 o'clock, you would say that I what breakfast at 7 o'clock?
I ate breakfast.
And tomorrow you will what breakfast?
Eat breakfast.
What do people drink for breakfast? The dark stuff.
I drink coffee. I have to have two cups.
Do you just drink regular kind of coffee? Do you perk it or what?
I perk my coffee. We drink Sanka, caffeinated free.
When you were growing up, did people have coffee then?
Yeah, we drink coffee a lot. You know, they won't let children. Yes, we ground our own beans, roast them beans, you know, and grind them. We'd get the green coffee beans and grind them in a coffee mill on the side of the road. No, we didn't grow any coffee. I don't think there'd been any coffee grown in this country. I don't know of any.
I don't know.
I reckon it has all been shipped here. And we would roast that coffee and grind. I'm telling you, that'd bring you to breakfast quicker than anything. Just smelling that coffee being ground, you know. And then take it and put it, we put it in a percolator then that didn't have the percolator top where it was separated. You just pour it into that percolator, you know what I mean? And it just perked like fighting fire. I mean, they just let it perk away almost. And it just be so strong so you couldn't hardly drink it. But we didn't know the difference then, you know, than we do now when we have the percolator with a little top in it where you put the grounds and the water perks up through it. Then the grounds was poured down in the water and make it real strong. And I remember they used to have chicory that they put mixed in with the coffee. It tasted right good.
Was it extra strong?
Yes, it was. It would float on wedge.
Oh, I bet.
My grandfather and him used to drink it where it would float on wedge. And they'd drink it real hot, you know what I mean? Mother used to keep pouring a dab of coffee into that coffee cup, that big old mug that they drank out of. And I said, Lord, that just swings the hair on your tongue. What, it wasn't strong, it was hot.
If you were real thirsty, what would you drink?
I'd drink water or milk one.
Okay, what would you put it in to drink?
A goblet or a glass.
Okay, if I asked you how much did you drink, you would say, a lot of it.
A gallon or so.
No, I mean, if I said, how much did you drink, and you would tell me,
a whole lot.
You did what? A whole lot.
I drank a whole lot of it. A whole lot of it.
Okay. And when dinner's on the table and the family's standing around waiting to begin, what would you say to them?
You better come get it. I'm going to pour it out.
Okay. And you tell them to do what?
I'd tell them to be seen up theirself.
Yeah, they better hurry before you throw it away.
Yeah. My daddy used to wake us up in the morning. He'd say, your feet on the floor and your hands in the dough. Get your feet on the floor and your hands in the dough. That's right. He'd call my mother lots of times. You know, they'd get up and start the fires and all and warm the house. And that's what he'd call my mother.
If you wanted somebody not to wait until the potatoes are passed, you might say, go ahead and
dip me, help my plate.
Okay, and so he would go ahead and what?
Help my plate.
Okay, or help himself.
Help yourself. Whoever it was is wanting some, is real hungry.
If you decided not to eat something, you might say what?
I don't like that.
Okay. And if you were telling them you didn't, not only do you not like it, but you don't